Next item on the agenda is Wilmick Zimmerman Homes, LLC, 072125. Mr. Nykerk?
Yes, sir.
Wilmick Zimmerman Homes is requesting authorization to construct an 80-foot-long open-pile marginal wharf extending a maximum of 20 feet channel or to mid-high water with a 10-foot-wide octagonal gazebo structure on the wharf adjacent to their community property associated with the Hawthorne Green subdivision situated along the northeast branch of Sarah Creek in Gloucester County. The project is protested by two nearby property owners. The project is located here along a cove of the northeast branch of Sarah Creek in Gloucester. For reference, the York River is out here, Coleman Bridge here. This is Sarah Creek. A closer view of the topographic map, you can note that pink area is showing how shallow it is up in the upper reaches of that cove there. This is actually a 2007 aerial from that Beegin series. We haven't even gotten these yet. This is from the Gloucester County website. This is the same aerial with the overlay of the lot lines. That large triangular parcel is the Hawthorne Green development. It's a 17-lot subdivision. The shoreline is generally low, and development in the vicinity is primarily residential. Waterway is approximately 100 feet wide at the project site. Pier would be located in this area here. The applicants propose to construct an 80-foot-long marginal wharf adjacent to the common area. Approximately 50 linear feet of the wharf extends only slightly beyond mean low water, and the most downstream portion of the wharf extends 20 feet channelward of mean high water, which would be about 12 feet channelward of the low water mark. And that area would support the 10-foot-wide octagonal gazebo structure. No slips or outer mooring poles are proposed. Again, this is a closer view from that same aerial. Pier would be located. Get the pointer up. The upper end of the pier would be about right here, and it extends down this way with that gazebo situated around here. This is a map that was included with the application showing the relative position of the pier and the subdivision. This shows the lots, and in yellow I've highlighted the common area. In blue is the is that cove of Sarah Creek. The common area from which the proposed structure extends separates the residential lots from the creek. So none of the four lots located near the water appear to actually be riparian parcels. Accordingly, it's unlikely that any of the lots would have the riparian right to construct individual private non-commercial piers extending from their property. The stated purpose of the proposed pier is to provide recreational access to the water. And again, that pier, this arrow to come up, originates 45 feet from the property line and extends up in this direction, a total of 80 feet. These are the project drawings included with the application. I've got a little bit closer view of these. This is the proposed marginal wharf. You can see it only extends slightly beyond mean low water along the majority of it, and then down the near the downstream end, it juts out a total of 12 feet channelward to low water to support the construction of that gazebo. There are no slips or outer mooring poles. This is the gazebo structure. This is an aerial photo taken last week. You'll note the roads in the subdivision here. You can't quite see the boathouse that's across from it, but the pier would extend out from this area and run along the shoreline here. The project is protested by the owners of two parcels located across the creek from the project. They are concerned that the pier will interfere with navigation in this upper reaches of the creek. One of the protestants suggested shortening the structure and shifting it downstream to a slightly wider portion of the creek. And in response to those objections raised, the applicants did reduce the length of the originally proposed 100-foot long wharf to its currently proposed 80-foot dimension, and they did shift the widest portion of the pier downstream. Another aerial taken last week, and the pier would be in this area. In their report dated November 13, 2007, VIMS notes there will likely be some modification to the native riparian vegetation, and they recommended any removal of the vegetation be limited to that necessary to access the pier, and finally that the vegetation be relocated elsewhere within the riparian buffer. The Health Department advises the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings under the condition that signage is placed on the pier stating that, in addition, no temporary or long-term mooring is permitted. The proposed pier will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground, and the project is located in an area currently condemned for the direct marketing of shellfish. This is a ground shot looking across the cove. I believe this stake here is the uppermost extent of the pier, and it extends downstream from here. This is actually a ground shot taken from a property near the mouth of the cove. If you look closely, you can see the mooring poles here marking the channelward limits of the pier. Provided boats are not moored to the most channelward portion of the pier, staff does not believe the proposed pier will affect navigation any more than the private pier is already located on the other side of the creek. The proposed pier would extend 20 feet channelward of mean high water, and the piers on the opposite side extend a similar channelward distance, preserving more than one half of the width of the creek for navigation. That last ground shot was actually taken from the corner of that bulkhead looking back up this direction. And again, the pier is located here. Prior to 2006, staff generally recommend against the construction of roof structures on private and community piers unless such structures were deemed to be water dependent. In 2006, however, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 to provide statutory authorization for open-sided shelter roofs or gazebo-type structures measuring no more than 400 square feet on private non-commercial piers, provided such structures were allowed under local ordinance and provided further that such structures were not objected to by an adjoining property owner. Although the proposed gazebo is located on a community use pier, its design appears to be consistent with that in the statutory exemption, and the structure is allowed under local ordinances. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the condition that boats be prohibited from mooring adjacent to the most channelward portion of the pier, even temporarily. Also, although it's not in our written evaluation, because I forgot it, we recommend a royalty of $120 for the encroachment of the pier on 400 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 30 cents per square foot. I'd be happy to attempt to answer any questions you might have.
Yeah. Any questions? Mr. Fox, two questions.
Does the applicant realize that no one's going to be able to top a boat there?
Yes, sir. I've spoken with the agent regarding that, and they're in agreement with that. There is a possibility that they could seek approval later from the health department to allow temporary mooring of boats along a facility once the houses are within 1,000 square feet of the pier. Right now, there are no bathroom facilities, and that's the health department's concern right now, is that there's nothing located close to and easy access.
Mr. Fox?
The second question is, the gazebo is supposed to have open sides, and the picture is showing
it's kind of waist height.
Does that count as open?
I don't know. I don't know where gazebo type structures, what that necessarily means, other than what we see. It's not to be screened in, and approximately half of the structure is completely open with a picket fence type design, or from about waist height down.
But staff has no trouble with that.
We didn't have an objection to that.
Okay.
Mr. Grab.
We've not drawn the line at railings. We've allowed railings on other structures.
I think this issue before us is more of a matter of navigation and occlusion of the creek at the present time. Isn't it,
yes, sir.
Chair?
And it doesn't appear to be extending out any further than the other piers.
Counselor?
I'd just like to mention that when they talk about open-sided, they talk about the shelter roofs for boat lifts and what have you. When they talk about the gazebo, they just call them gazebo-type structures, but they don't necessarily say open-sided.
He's on it, isn't he? Further questions, comments? Thank you, Chip. Is the applicant here represented? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God?
Yes, sir.
State your name, please.
Eric Zimmerman. I'm a managing partner of Wilma Zimmerman Homes. And 17 homes, two apiece, mother, father, 34 plus 1.2 children. You know, you got 51 children or 51 people inside that subdivision. I've got four lots sold. I'll go to final plat in 2 weeks. So I think this is a good addition to the development to provide for the kids and the families in that subdivision. I have met with ENS many times, and I have included more vegetation buffer and stabilization buffer inside of that community dock access area to, now really this is a by right development. I have done nothing different than what the city of Gloucester asked me to do.
Okay. Questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think sometimes these cases do raise policy questions in that these structures are not technically water dependent, and yet obviously the legislature has instructed us or given us guidance on them. I think that in this case there is significant benefit for community use of the structure. And I think those benefits are significant, but I think too that the concerns of the protestants are alleviated somewhat by virtue of the fact that the pier has been shortened in its design, and it's essentially an open-sided structure. So I would move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is an update from the City of Newport News on 93-0902.
Yes, sir. A project that's obviously been around for some time.